92.1 and 107.7, Hampton Roads' new Light FM.
You're listening to the John Tesh Morning Show.
It's 7:16. Ladies and gentlemen, I have intelligence for your kids' report cards right here. Don't miss this stuff. Here are a few tips to help your kids get better grades. We found these from the experts at Women's World Magazine. First, as much as they might not like it, tell your kids to sit as close to the teacher as possible. There's huge evidence on this. Kids who do get better grades. And the reasons are pretty obvious. If they're in their teacher's direct line of sight, they'll pay more attention, they'll goof off less, the teacher will be more aware of how they're doing. Here's another trick. When it's time for homework, pop a piece of peppermint gum. Dr. Kenneth Allen of NYU says chewing gum pumps more oxygen to the brain, which helps improve concentration. What should your kids eat before a big test? PB&J, peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter is loaded with an amino acid that enhances focus. That's a tip from psychiatrist Dr. Hyla Kass. Here's a surprising thing that'll bring up your kids' grades. Let them surf the net. According to researchers at Michigan State, when kids surf the web, they increase the amount of reading they normally do, and that results in higher grades. And the number one way to boost children's grades, have family dinners. Yep, that is according to a study done by the University of Michigan. If the family eats dinner together 5 times a week, the chances of your kid getting an A on his report card goes up 50%. Time for a check on the roads from the Wavy TV 10 Traffic Jam Cam Center. Brian Kelly has the latest.
Thanks again, John. This traffic update brought to you by...
You're listening to the John Tesh Morning Show. Coming up shortly, we'll tell you what family fun is happening in Hampton Roads this week with the Light FM Family Event Planner. Baby, 92.1 and 107.7, Hampton Roads' new Light FM.
This is the John Tesh Morning Show.
It's 7:28. John Tesh with you. If you'd like to be a happier person, listen to this. Here's how to achieve joy every single day. This is according to Dr. Susan Vaughn, author of the book Half Empty, Half Full. First, you need to become an optimist. Studies show you're 50% less likely to be depressed or get gum disease, and you'll have an average of 6 years longer of life. Become an optimist. Then you can use your body to trick your brain into feeling happy. For an instant mood boost, simply imagine flashing a humongous, genuine smile. And remember the way your eyes usually light up and crinkle around the edges? Just thinking about that smile automatically gives your eyes a joyful glow and instantly boosts your mood. Here's another way to be happier. Take credit for your success. Optimists believe they have control over their future, so they're responsible when good things happen. But pessimists believe they're powerless, so success is just a fluke. So if you make a complicated recipe and it turns out well, say, I am great at following directions. But if it's bad, instead of saying, ugh, I messed it up, blame the recipe and say, it must be missing an ingredient. That's what I do. And the final tip on how to be happier, remember, happiness is contagious. Go infect somebody. If you smile at a stranger, they're going to smile back. And you'll both feel better. But if it makes you self-conscious to smile at strangers, smile at every baby you see instead. Babies are less likely to give you the cold shoulder.
Time for a check on the roads from the Wavy TV 10 Traffic Jam Cam Center. Brian Kelly has the latest.
Thanks again, John. Well, we're still backed up to the Hampton Creek Bridge eastbound.
I'm in love and always will be.
This is the John Tesh Morning Show. Lots of family things going on this week. Let's get an update from Ashley Marks with the Light FM Family Event Planner.
Good morning, John. Here's what's happening in Hampton Roads this week. In the mood for cotton candy or family fun, join Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus continuing tomorrow at the Hampton Coliseum. Visit ringling.com or listen to Light FM to win tickets. And bring the whole family, especially Rover, to Carolat Pet Supply Warehouse for a Pet Tricks contest this Saturday. Light FM's Travis Dillon and his dog Buzz will be there to host the event. Details are on our website. And the Kempsville High School Orchestra is having a concert at their auditorium this Thursday at 7 p.m. It's free to the public. And for your preschoolers, it's Discovery Day at the Virginia Marine Science Museum this Thursday at 2 p.m. Visit vmsm.com for more information. And for the kids who enjoy volleyball, the Association of Courthouse Recreation is holding co-ed registration for ages 7 to 18 this Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. Call 671-9551 for more information. And that's your Hampton Roads Family Event Planner. Click on to LightFMNorfolk.com for more events. I'm Ashley Marks for the new Light FM.